Welcome, anime enthusiasts, to the Anime Raiders and Debaters. Join us as we dive into the vibrant world of anime, where every frame is a canvas and every character a story waiting to be told. In this podcast, we'll explore the vast landscapes of different anime genres, dissecting the elements that make them beloved by fans around the globe. Get ready for lively discussions, passionate debates, and insights that will deepen your appreciation for the art of Japanese anime. Whether you're a seasoned otaku or just dipping your toes into this captivating universe, the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast is your go-to destination for all things anime. So grab your favorite snack, settle into your comfiest spot, and join us as we embark on this anime-filled journey together. We're your hosts, Brayden and Nicholas, and this is the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our anime podcast. Today, we are going to be building the best Naruto character. Power.
Strongest strength would obviously be Might Guy, and we should definitely give him, like, specific techniques and things so that he can become the strongest.
Now, hold on a minute. Is Might Guy the strongest without 8 gates? Or is Tsunade? Oh, let's speculate all of the characters that could be the strongest. Number one, Tsunade. She has raw, unprecedented. Number two, Might Guy. The embodiment of self-made. Number three, another character that could work in this spot could, I don't know, could probably be Rock Lee.
Or maybe Sakura.
Or Sakura. Yeah. Any of those characters.
I think it really comes down to Might Guy and Sakura. No, not Sakura. Might Guy and Tsunade.
And now, when we're looking at both their strengths, we have to keep in mind the 8th gate, but if you don't go past the 3rd gate, you're not going to get hurt from it, and at the same time, you're going to get a huge power boost.
Well, you will get hurt from it. It's like Kaioken. It's a little complicated.
But not, like, if you're on the 1st gate just for a little power boost, you're not going to get hurt.
It'll, like, you might feel a little bit sore because you used a little more power than your body should handle, but it's easily recoverable.
Yeah, exactly. So, for this spot, we are going to put, what is it? Yes, indeed.
With the same movements.
Oh, yeah?
You remember back when Might Guy and Rock Lee both used the gates to move around and break the dummies?
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, they were going at the exact same speed. If you looked at them side by side, they were going just as fast as each other.
Mm-hmm.
Rock Lee used a lower gate than Might Guy. I'm pretty sure Rock Lee used maybe the 4th gate, maybe the 3rd. And Rock Lee, I think he probably used the 2nd or the 1st.
Really?
That's something to consider, and I don't know how, but also think about the fact that I'm pretty sure Rock Lee still had a hurt foot while he was doing that.
Wow. That's surprising. And,
I can't remember.
Actually, another strength feat from Rock Lee was in the Chunin exam, when Might Guy said, you can take off your weights. And then they cut to, or his friend, I don't remember her name, but sang 10, 15 pounds or so. He dropped those weights, and it made a crater in the ground.
Yeah, that was something serious.
And he broke through Gaara's supposed indestructible defense with just his raw strength.
He was absolutely teleporting.
But there are significantly better strength feats for Tsunade. And plus, she's an adult. He was a kid. So,
if Tsunade used the 8 gates, she'd definitely be way stronger than Might Guy.
100%. So, for that reason alone, I'm gonna give the strength to Tsunade. And now the next.
Tsunade is strength. All right.
Now the
speed.
Next is speed indeed. Now, about the gate, you'd think Minato. Him himself is not that fast.
Regular dude. But you
now,
know, he is fast.
Shisui. Shisui had the body flicker technique, which I know a lot of people have at the end of Naruto, but there's a certain thing about Shisui. He was just known for his speed, and Kotoamatsukame, obviously, but He was known for his speed. He was a fast boy. Another person to consider is actually our main character, Naruto Uzumaki. He was...
In his... Was it KCM 2, 1?
It was 1. But 2 would be the same speed, obviously. Even maybe faster. But in KCM 1, he was able to dodge a punch from the Lightning Cloak 4th Raikage.
That's a Raikage. Like, the equivalent of a Hokage from another village. And a Lightning Cloak that made him incredibly fast.
And incredibly strong. And speaking of which, the 4th Raikage. That is another contender for speed. But
I think there is a contender. Just quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to consider non-canon?
I like to stay in canon territory here.
Okay, well, just humor me for a little bit.
All right.
For some reason, I decided, while I was just trying to get as much Naruto media as possible, I discovered a weird movie. I can't remember what it was called. Maybe Curse of the Blood Moon or something, where Kakashi had been cursed or something, and every Blood Moon, apparently, he went over this person who had stolen a bunch of Kekkei Genkai. I can't remember their name, but I do remember one of those very specific Kekkei Genkai. It was named the Swift Release. In the user's words, Taijutsu was useless against them. They were going that fast.
Okay, so that person is another contender. But there's...
We probably shouldn't include it.
A clear winner here. Now, I actually forgot to mention a rule. You cannot reuse a character twice. So, makes Naruto almost immediately out of the picture.
Why, are we going to use Naruto again?
We are going to use Naruto.
Okay, well, in that case, we could probably go with Rock Lee, considering he wasn't even using the body flicker technique, and he was moving fast enough, it was making after images.
This is really difficult. It's either Rock Lee, Shisui, or Minato. But, no.
Okay, then we can have an easy Shisui.
Yeah, actually, that sounds good.
Because that'll also give us the body flicker technique.
Yes, indeed, which actually, the body flicker technique technically isn't a technique. It's just you moving so fast, you leave after images.
That's neat.
But anyway, that down, the next one is Yuri.
Which is a very hard choice because no one is really known for being tanky.
No, there is really no one for known for being tanky, except for a couple of people. One of those people is Madara. Let me explain why. He took a full-powered 8 gates night guy to the chest and was laughing after.
Yep.
But I think we should also Madara for a different
order. Alright. Like Dojutsu or something?
You'll see. So, there's another contender, Obito. Obito basically had the same powers as him. He had, you know, fast regeneration and stuff like that.
All right.
But no one tops Hashirama in durability.
Yeah, fair enough.
He had Hashirama cells. They were his cells. They made him heal at human, superhuman speed. No, but he had his Sage Mode. Yes, indeed.
If not faster.
Yeah, Hashirama's kind. Yeah, Hashirama's kind of broken. But I think durability goes to Hashirama.
Easy choice.
Now, next for me personally is one of the most important categories. Just kidding. It's the most important categories. Is eyes.
Eyes. So this is much more difficult because there are a lot of eyes users. Immediate idea would be someone like Obito.
Yes, indeed. Or
in the end, he had one Sharingan, one Rinnegan, and did he have anything else, or was that it?
That's actually another contender is DMS Kakashi. He had basically the two most powerful jutsus. He didn't have a Rinnegan though, so that might not be the best choice. But I think there's actually also a clear winner here. Do we want to step in Boruto territory?
Oh my goodness. this is Naruto characters. If we're going to do Boruto, then Boruto would be just about everything except physical abilities.
That's fair, I guess, yeah. So, you do realize we have three eyes, right? So we're just going to take the Rinnisharingan for one? And then we have two more eyes to choose still.
We could always, if we wanted to, we really could take a Tenseigon, which gives us a huge chakra mode and a few abilities which I don't know a lot about.
Yes, but the Rinnisharingan gives us the Ten Tails, so actually, it doesn't. Because it doesn't. Tailed Beast is going to be another category.
Okay, so we don't have the... Okay, well, we're going to have the Rinnisharingan anyway.
So, I think Sasuke's Rinnigan belongs in that one of our eyes.
Hold on, remind them.
Yeah, of course. We have teleportation. I kind of want teleportation. Yeah.
I thought you said Sharingan.
Itachi's Sharingan. Or we could just give ourselves Kamui, actually. No. Itachi Sharingan sounds a little bit better to me.
Why Itachi Sharingan?
We have Tsukuyomi. We need Genjutsu prowess.
Okay, but we have infinite Tsukuyomi. We don't need any other Genjutsu.
You're right.
If we really wanted to deal with the best, it would probably be the best choice to choose someone like Obito's Sharingan with Kamui.
All right.
Because...
Mm-hmm.
Or if we just wanted to be fancy, we could also go back with Sasuke's Sharingan, just so that we can get a really powerful move.
Yeah. Amaterasu and Izanagi.
Our durability is too high to be killed by any normal means besides probably like dust release, so we don't have to worry.
Yes, that sounds good. So Sasuke's Sharingan, specifically the Amaterasu side, because if we took the other side, I don't start with an eye. It'd be useless because that other eye controls the Amaterasu flames, so it'd make it useless if we don't even have Amaterasu.
Alright.
So, Sasuke's eyes. Now, the next category should be random jutsu. This includes stuff that are chakra-based and don't have an element. So, Flying Raijin, Rasengan, or Truth-Seeking Orbs, but we already have those, so we don't really need it.
Yeah, we have those.
And basically all stuff that's not elemental.
This is a pretty easy choice. Of course, we're getting Flying Raijin. Or more specifically, like, Flying Raijin is a little different.
I agree with you. I don't think we're taking Flying Raijin. Because we have Sasuke's Sharingan. We have teleportation anyway.
Oh, yeah, we can just teleport.
Yes.
We could throw a rock at them and then become the rock. We don't need to worry about that.
Exactly. So, something that we could just take is Shadow Clone Jutsu or a Rasengan, but we should probably think a little more in-depth about...
Well, there's something we haven't talked about yet, and it was something called the Star Train. All the way back in old Naruto, one of the first...
Wait, I know what we're taking.
Yeah?
The Eight Gates.
The Eight Gates, yep. So we have the Eight Gates, Star Training from original Naruto, which gave you a lot more chakra at the cost of, like... It's basically having an infinite first gate on your body, but it only affects chakra.
Hmm.
But considering we have Hashirama cells, even if we did get hurt by it, it wouldn't do anything to us.
Exactly. So Eight Gates is the clear choice.
Eight Gates and Star Training. Well?
Tailed Beast is our next category. Well,
or we... So Kurama would...
Yeah, and what I'm really thinking, Kurama is, he's a sentient being. The Ten Tails is not. Which basically makes Kurama, which makes us, immune to poison and Genjutsu. Which would be a very good help, especially like KCM2. And, even better, we won't get taken over by the Ten Tails.
Another thing to notice, Kurama also has an insane healing factor. So along with the Hashirama cells, even if we are hit with dust release or something, we just cover ourselves in chakra and be like, nah, I don't want to die today. And to survive.
Exactly. Exactly my thoughts. Alrighty. The next three, I think we should do chakra. Not chakra natures, chakra.
That's a pretty easy choice. Who is the most chakra? Probably Hagoromo.
Now, hold on a minute. Hagoromo if we're gonna choose dead Hagorama, I feel like I'd rather not choose a dead person.
Okay, then that really slims our chances. How about we choose a live Hagoromo?
A live Hagoromo has, like, the same amount of chakras, Hashirama, and Naruto.
Never mind then.
So, we have actually a lot more choices than you would assume. Like, example, Kisame. You might be a little bit surprised. But Kisame has enough chakra to wield Samehada, which...
It constantly takes chakra, and it's known for taking chakra. So, assuming that it actually does what it says it does, Kisame has a chakra pool enough to supply an entire nation.
Indeed. Now, we have another choice. Naruto in base form. Actually, this is an incredible choice, that is Hagorama.
Okay. I was just wondering.
Yeah. No. But adult base form Naruto had more chakra than Kurama. So Naruto had more chakra than 50% of the Ten Tails. The way Baryon mode works, right? It basically, whoever runs out of chakra dies. Naruto didn't die. Kurama did.
In other words, yeah, I see that. Okay. Naruto.
Did you forget about Hashirama? Just kidding, we already used Hashirama.
Yeah, so our only choice is either Kisame, which might have as much as a tailed beast, which is, it's just confusing.
He's actually known as the tailless tailed beast.
Okay, so Kisame, the tailless tailed beast, or the dude who was better than a tailed beast.
Probably the dude who's better than a tailed beast.
Yeah. Wait, what if we chose the Ten Tails?
We should probably stick to humans.
But, what? Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So, that wraps it up for the chakra.
Now, chakra natures, we're obviously just going to pick a character with five, all of them. Which wouldn't be that difficult. We could just choose someone like Hagoromo.
Now, we're actually going to choose Hagoromo. Because we have Yin-Yang.
Which means we have everything, so, yeah.
That wasn't very hard. Now, the next one that I think is really important...
We could do IQ.
...is IQ.
So, we're obviously not... Okay, a lot of people would assume we're choosing someone like Orochimaru, which was gathering knowledge over several thousand years, or someone like Itachi. They're both idiots. Orochimaru probably has all the chakra natures, and he didn't bother, like, burying the entire village in a landslide. He could easily have done that. Like, a simple earthquake would have worked. Even if he didn't want to do it himself, I'm pretty sure one of his minions could have done it. He's an idiot. And Sasuke's an idiot, too.
Yeah.
He has a Chidori, which can pierce through any armor and kill anyone just about instantly. He also has a teleportation move. He could easily have made a Chidori, teleported behind somebody, and boom, they're dead. Did he do that ever? No, he did not. He's an idiot. Itachi, smart, but at the same time, he always had that world-altering move that he didn't decide to use.
Just because he didn't feel like it.
If he really wanted to make Sasuke have the best life ever, and he could have used that, given Sasuke EMS, like, with his mind powers, and then, like, give him everything else he ever would have wanted, making him the strongest shinobi to ever exist. It is theoretically possible, yet he didn't.
On a standpoint IQ, not battle IQ, I actually think Itachi is a good choice.
Regular IQ, yeah.
Alrighty, so for our next category... Battle IQ, we're gonna have to go with a person like Shikamaru.
Shikamaru is incredibly smart.
He's incredibly
smart. He doesn't have any nature, he doesn't show any nature releases, and yet he was able to win against somebody with a fan that could blow a tree out of the ground.
And he died, which was immortal, but he used his brain to fight him. That's basically the best person that could have fought Hidan, because Hidan can't die because of Lord Jashin's blessing or whatever. It's pretty dumb, but...
Lord Jashin's idiotic criticism.
Yeah, but Shikamaru was basically the only guy that could have probably defeated. Now,
he could definitely... Wait, couldn't? Okay. If Shikamaru had all these dojutsu, he could easily just use infinite Tsukuyomi and deal with his enemies instantly. He could also have figured out the best way to do it.
Indeed, he could have. But I think there's also another candidate for Battle IQ. Obito was pretty dang smart. I mean, he collected all the Sharingan. He figured out that, what if I just spam Kamui because I have Hashirama's and then just become immortal?
So that's what he did.
That's exactly what he did. And rightfully, he became mortal. Until he became the Ten-Tails Tenjerky and then lost all use of his Renegon and Sharingan.
Yeah. If he still had everything, he would easily have been one of the strongest characters.
Oh, yes, indeed. But he wasn't, so he's done.
Yeah, I still think Shikamaru would be a better choice.
Yes, but we have another candidate for Battle IQ.
Minato, I mean, he's smart. He used the Flying Raijin in the best way he could. Although, not really. Does he know any Earth-style jutsu?
No. Yeah, I know.
Couldn't he have just, you know, like, maybe put his little thing on a rock and then tossed at the enemy?
Yeah, probably.
And then, flick. Then he's there, beating you to a pulp. Because the knife itself, the dagger, the kunai, that's super easy to see. Meanwhile, if he, like, put up a dust cloud or something, he definitely has air style, probably.
Yeah, probably.
He could easily have made a dust cloud, because a lot of fighting areas in Naruto have lots of rocks. He could easily have done that, and then tossed a rock, and then killed you with a Rasengan. Easy.
I mean, yeah, but... Alright, yeah, we're gonna have to go with Shikamaru for this category.
Shikamaru. Indeed. The most intelligent ninja in the village. And out of the village.
For our next category is going to be experience. So fighting experience. Who has the most fighting experience? Well, this is going to be a hard category. Because we have candidates like, I don't know, Orochimaru.
Our best choices are probably some of the older ninjas.
Exactly. Every single one of the first Hokage, but technically we can't use him. Wait, this is an easy choice.
What?
Hiruzen.
Who's that?
It's the third Hokage.
Yeah, that's an easy choice. He's the oldest ninja we know of.
Yeah, and he's been in 3 Ninja World Wars, or it's 2. I don't remember which.
3 Ninja World Wars, although he did die to Orochimaru. Keep in mind, he was in a barrier that he could not escape, and he didn't have the best of jutsu.
Yes, indeed.
Be surprised that he survived, like, 90 years.
Yeah, that guy was pretty crazy. Pretty crazy indeed.
If we were to choose, like, the jutsus that the person would have, of course, the best starting point would be Kakashi.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you do have a point. But we have another story to go over. Mm-hmm. Clans.
Clan? They're clan. And of course, we're not going to bother going about the races or whatever, because obviously they're going to be an Ototsuki.
Their clan. There's a couple lot of choices.
We have too many.
Yeah, actually, we have a lot.
It really comes down to, does this thing have what I want? And there isn't much we don't have in our character.
Except, you'd think we pick Ototsuki, but no. All Ototsukis have is good eyes.
And we already have all those eyes, so picking their clan won't help us. We already are an Ototsuki as, like...
Uchiha would also be useless. It'd just downgrade our chakra pool. There's only 2 choices we can actually choose here. That makes sense.
We could do Senju.
Senju, that's one of them. And Uzumaki, that's another. Those 2 clans...
However, I don't think we really need to worry about chakra. Who did we choose again?
Naruto.
The dude who outpaced a literal tailed beast, not to mention we have a tailed beast. So combining that with our chakra pool and the fact that we're an Ototsuki, like in terms of race instead of clan, because they're obviously not human.
Obviously, yeah.
It's pretty clear we don't need to worry about our chakra. And Senju would allow us to use all chakra natures.
That is a good point, actually. You make a valid point there.
Senju, obviously, they have Senjutsu, and they specialize in Senjutsu.
Yes.
Also, that technically would mean we could use wood. So.
Yeah, I mean, technically, but as long as.
Very much technically.
Actually, we're Hagoromo, we can use.
Yeah, we can use whatever we want, but still, it would be nice to have Senjutsu.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I mean, there is the old clan that had, like, incredible Genjutsu prowess, but we already can just Infinite Tsukuyomi. So, the easy choice is...
Senju clan.
Yep.
And now, for our final category, what Sage Mode are we going to pick? Now, there are a couple choices that we have here. We have the six-path Sage Mode, Hashirama's Sage Mode, Toad Sage Mode, Snake Sage Mode, and Slug Sage Mode. And since I want to be incredibly annoying, we also are going to count Curse Marks and the Karma Seals.
We could definitely do Karma, but that's a Boruto thing, and this is Naruto.
So, it really comes down to two things. Sage of Six Paths or Sage of Six Paths. Which one are we picking?
Wait, you forgot. You forgot about Sage of Six Paths.
Shoot, you're right. Yeah.
But I think, really, it seems like an underdog when you really think about it. We have to choose Sage of Six Paths.
Obviously, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Sage of Six Paths, come on. There's no chance. We have to choose Sage of Six Paths.
Yeah, I mean... We absolutely have to.
All right. It is Sage of Six Paths. Curse marks are weak. And I'll be honest, if one dude, like, if Naruto had Toad Sage Mode, because we have Yin Yang, couldn't this entire character is practically useless because if we just have Yin Yang, we can give ourselves anything else. Anyway, excluding that, the Sage Path, all the other Sage Modes are either we already have or we don't care about.
Actually, I have an idea. We're going to exclude Yin Yang, our character.
Okay, then it's Sage of Six Paths.
100%.
Sage of Six Paths.
Yes, indeed.
All the paths of six are incredibly useful.
I don't know if that's how that works. Alrighty. Anyways, that is going to be...
Includes the strongest in all of Naruto. Excluding Boruto. If we included Boruto, we'd literally just be making Boruto. Except he would also have Infinite Tsukuyomi. But otherwise, we'd be making Boruto.
Yeah, we'd be making a list about Boruto. It'd be the Boruto list of Boruto.
Yeah, it wouldn't actually be a character creation. But with Naruto, we had to be a little more creative. Hope you guys enjoyed. There isn't much else to talk about. But Brayden, please do whatever outro you want. I'm going to go figure out something to do.
Alrighty. So everybody, I hope you have a great rest of your morning, afternoon, evening, midnight, wherever you are. And I'll catch you in the next one. Goodbye.